The Nasdaq stock market will allow a half dozen firms that are listed on the New York Stock Exchange to also list their shares on the Nasdaq. Hewlett-Packard is among the companies that will experiment with dual listing, NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Until now, big companies have had to choose one market or the other. Either the New York Stock Exchange with its grand trading floor and its specialist firms, or the Nasdaq, where trades are done electronically. But now Charles Schwab, Countrywide Finance, Apache Corp, Cadence Design Systems, as well as HP and Walgreens will soon be listed on both exchanges. Richard Silla with New York University's Stern School of Business says the move is a reversal of current trends.
The idea that you graduate from the Nasdaq to the NYSE is certainly exploded by this movement from the NYSE to the Nasdaq.
Silla credits aggressive marketing on the part of the Nasdaq, which has seen the number of companies traded on its exchange decline in recent years. But he says recent problems at the NYSE, including the flap over former exchange chairman Dick Grasso's pay package, may also have been a factor.
I think it's a vote of less confidence, let's say, not no confidence, obviously, but less confidence in the New York Stock Exchange, and you know, some recent stories might show reasons for that. But they're, I think, saying that, you know, let's try another market and see what happens.
For consumers, many experts believe dual listing will be a good thing, bringing about increased price competition, though Silla says it will also still be up to federal regulators to make sure they're getting a fair price.
But it does fragment the trading, so there's a potential that neither market will be as good as if trading were concentrated at one or the other. And it creates a regulatory problem because we call our brokers, they're supposed to give us the best price, but how will the SEC know that they're doing that when they have two different places where they might execute our orders?
In agreeing to list the companies on the Nasdaq, the exchange will waive its listing fees for a year. The six companies will trade under their existing NYSE ticker symbols. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.